Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show, your weekly window into the world of the Midwesterners here. Hey Miles, what's up?
Shalom. Shalom. That means peace. Hello.
Oh, okay.
Or hello, I think.
So,
we're international. Might as well say shalom.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We should say hola and...
Hola?
And whatever else. Well, I don't know what Czechoslovakian is.
I don't know any Czech, though, so...
I really need to look that up on the internet.
I think Polish is like sej.
Yeah. But, anyway, we did get a letter this week. I'd like to read it to you.
Okay.
It's from a Morris Higby from Pine Cone Elementary School in California somewhere.
Wait, this is to us?
Well, yeah, to us. You ready?
Yeah.
Sir, I just finished listening to the latest episode of Static, and while I found the piece about the father-in-law amusing, your use of profanity stunned me in my third grade class. We listen to Static on a regular basis and generally find it to be a fine reflection of Midwestern life and values. However, on this occasion, I was quite disturbed by your use of profanity. With the exception of a few colorful comments, we generally find your site to be clean and wholesome. But on this occasion, you truly crossed the line. I urge you to follow Mr. Tile's lead and censor your language by choosing the word to use the word gonadal instead of other inappropriate terms he could have used was truly inspired. He is a true professional and a shining example to us all. Thank you. Morris Higby.
Wow.
Yeah. Evidently, Morris likes to let his third grade class listen to us.
Wow.
Well, you know, they're very open out there in California.
This is a real letter.
It's a real email that I got, yeah.
And it's a fan mail.
Well, he was a little upset with me because it was the show that we did on...
Right.
On you going to the chiropractor and me talking about my father-in-law cussing at the baby all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you were a little bit over the line. I do support children, as you know.
Yeah, I know. You support two of them.
Yeah. I do a lot of work with unwed mothers.
Yeah.
I help them get their start.
Yeah, you help them.
Yeah. No, wow, that's cool. It's my first fan mail. I can't...
Yeah, evidently they like you better than me.
Well, that's usually the case, but I want to thank was it that wrote in there?
Yeah, I said Morris Higby. What, I guess he's a teacher. Yeah, he says third grade school teacher.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't write a response.
Uh-oh.
Now, I didn't really talk to you about this because...
You didn't use the F word, I hope.
No, I did not. It's a very clean response.
Okay.
Here we go. Thanks for listening to the show. I'm glad you find it entertaining. To address your concerns, Static is a humorous slice of life from the Midwest. Being a slice of life show, and since both Miles and I are adults, we sometimes use profanity in the show, just as you might hear it out on the street. I would suggest pre-screening each show. We update the show each Wednesday. Just for further clarification, if this were a cable television show, it would probably be given an MA rating for language, according to the television rating scale. I hope this has helped answer your question. P.S., you're correct. Miles is quite a professional. So there, I gave you a little pat on the back.
Wow.
I know you don't get that from me most of the time. Most of the time, I'm just giving you hits.
Wow.
So I hope that Mr. Higby sends us another email. We'll keep you up to date on his... His involvement with the show here, I guess.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I want to thank that gentleman. I want to...
You got any response to that, or what?
Well, as you know, I live with a teacher, so I like teachers.
Oh, really? You live with a male third-grade teacher?
That's none of your business. With your homophobic attitude. Your potty mouth and homophobic attitude. It's none of your business who I live with.
Okay.
I want to thank that teacher.
Sure it is, because we got a health plan going on, you know.
Yeah. But, you know what, let's move on. Because I'll get too caught up in this. I'll start gloating too much.
Yeah, really. You're a professional, and I'm just a foul-mouthed hooligan.
I knew the tables would turn one day, God. I knew it. I knew God was on my side.
Yeah, if only this Morris Higbee would see you for who you really are.
He's only listened to a couple of shows.
Yeah, well, I guess he's going to keep listening. We'll probably get another letter from this guy.
All right.
But, you know, the third grade class, what's up with that? I mean, Christ. You go to any site and click on it and start listening, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm saying bastard. And
well, maybe heard the show about my nephew putting the screw down my butt crack. I don't know. I might have spurred his interest. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. That certainly was a weird one, I can tell you that.
Yeah, because you had a coworker that was wondering how old my nephew was.
Right, right.
My nephew's a teenager.
Right.
A hint. But let's move on.
I just want to tell everybody, VampFest should be up next week.
Okay.
We have gotten emails toward that, but it wasn't quite as extensive as Mr. Higby's email. And so, you know, it's more like, you know, when's VampFest going to be there?
There are some hot chicks in this video.
Oh, I thought I was told to cut all the hot chicks out.
No.
But that should be up next week, and we'll talk about that after.
You will see everything. You'll see a chick with fangs, everything.
Fangs and, you know, skull,
halter top,
all kinds of weird stuff.
Belly shirt, everything.
But yeah, that'll be up next week, so everybody be looking for it. So what's going on?
Went in for a full physical last week.
You went in for what?
A full physical.
Now, by full physical, you mean like you had to strip down then?
Pretty close, yeah.
Well, were you naked or not?
I got to keep my socks on.
Because it's a tile floor. We wouldn't want to catch you cold.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
Because nobody wants to see your feet.
Well, the weird part, I go into this place, and for some reason, the power's off. There's no electricity. So I'm thinking they're going to send me home, right? And they're like, oh, no, we'll try to find a room with a window.
We got flashlights.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, well, I've got to have a full physical. You know, the doctor needs to see what he's doing.
Are you sure this is even a real doctor's office?
I don't know. I kept seeing this blinking red light in the mirror. I didn't know what that was all about.
Yeah, right. You saw it when you got in there, and then it turned off and came back on after you left.
Yeah.
We don't really need footage of this guy. I mean, our fake doctor doesn't even want to touch his gonads.
Yeah, really. My gonadal area. And so they bring me into one room, and the nurse, you know, does her little, you know, vital signs, you know.
Yeah, blood pressure. And so how were they? You have high blood pressure?
No, it was actually pretty good.
Wow, surprising.
Yeah, everything was normal, and then she's like, well, now I'm going to take you to a different room so the doctor can see you.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. But I'm still thinking the power's off. You know, how are they going to do this?
Well,
so,
you know,
they bring me into another room, and all we have to work with is the window light.
So you're standing naked in front of the window?
Well, I got to wear like a gown.
Uh-huh.
You know, tie it in the back, please.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay. So he comes in, and he's checking me out. You know, he starts jostling, you know, like, he's looking for red tomatoes, you know. Turn your head, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that, now you know what's coming, you know.
What, you had to pee and he just...
No.
You let loose on him or what?
No, you know what's involved with the male, the adult male after age 30, don't you?
Oh, you had to get the
finger
up the butt.
Yeah, because I got to see all his supplies on the table.
Uh-huh. So he had some lube?
KY.
Uh-huh.
Favorite of yours, KY, with a rubber glove.
Yeah.
And a little test kit for something. I don't know what that was. So his instructions to me are, put your elbows on the table.
Grab on tight, sonny.
You know? And I'm like,
now with the lights out, how the hell is he going to see up there?
Well, I don't know, because it was so dark, you know. So I must have groaned, you know, like, He's like, oh, well, you don't seem very excited about this. I'm thinking, yeah, you know, let's turn the tables a little bit, you know. Can we have a cigarette first or something? I didn't, you know. So there I am. I get there. I get my elbows on the table. And he kind of starts working his way in, you know. I'm thinking, oh, this isn't too bad if he just stays, you know. He's like a little bit below his fingernail, you know.
Okay.
He's about an inch in.
Did you have a mirror or something that you could see or what?
No, I was just guessing because I figured, okay, well, this isn't too bad if he doesn't have to go, you know, too deep with this. But then all of a sudden it's like, woo-hoo-hoo, woo, you know, like he's drilling for oil or something, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. I'm talking in tongues. And so, like, he's pressing upwards.
Uh-huh.
Like, and he's rotating his finger doing this. And then he starts pressing downwards.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, losing my mind. I'm like, ah, nah, nah, nah. So he finally, you know, withdraws. Right?
Yeah.
And he hands me a bunch of tissues.
Oh. So I should say, he hands you the glove.
Yeah, no, no.
He says, you know, at least you could have, you know, told me you were about ready to go.
He invited me out for drinks later, which I thought was weird, but. No, but, you know, so, like, at first, I knew it was to wipe off the KY, but I didn't want to do it in front of him, you know. I thought that'd be too weird, you know.
Especially with an open window.
Yeah, you know, that was weird. That was the weird part. So, like, I'm talking to him, and as I'm talking to him, I'm feeling, like, really squishy down there, you know.
Yeah.
Like, the KY is working its way out now.
Okay.
Like worms or something, you know, it's all squishy.
Oh, my God.
Like spaghetti in your butt. I'm like, jeez.
Spaghetti in your butt.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't stand it. So finally, he finally leaves the room. I'm like, give me that. And there's only like two tissues left in the box. I'm like, oh, you bastard. You bastard.
Is that where you got the nickname colander ass?
Yeah.
Is the spaghetti in the butt thing?
I guess. So, I don't know. I was almost tempted to like rip apart the cardboard box and use that. I mean,
oh, my God.
I was desperate.
That's disgusting.
And,
Why'd you want to share that with everybody?
That was the end of that.
So the lights ever come back on?
Very briefly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they came on just ever so briefly right after it was all finished.
Have you got the results yet?
Yeah.
Everything's okay?
Yeah, I go back next week for the same thing.
What do you mean you go back?
No, I'm just joking. It's a joke. It's a joke.
I see.
No, I'm fine.
Oh, good deal.
I have my prostate is fine.
So he was filling around in there. Everything felt good.
Apparently it's fine. I was told it was fine. Whatever little test he did was fine. I don't know what that was, but
okay.
If anyone who's listening has like a medical degree and can tell me what that little test was, I would love to know.
There's no informed consent here.
Yeah.
Miles just says, yeah, oh, yeah, you want to stick your finger up my butt? Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, you're a doctor.
Which was weird because I noticed like his hands were on my shoulders. You know, I didn't know what that was.
Not only that, you know, the lights are out. And, the nurse is dressed in like, you know, halter top.
Yeah. I'm hearing like, let me see here. I'm trying to think of a singer here I can name.
What's that?
I'm hearing like Johnny Mathis music in the background. You know. Wonderful, wonderful.
I don't know about that.
It was too much.
That's weird. Now, is this like a real doctor's office? Are you sure?
Yes, this was true. I've never had this done in the dark before.
Did anybody ever explain to you why the power was out?
I don't know. I just heard it was more intense with the mom, I guess.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know. I still don't know why the power was off.
You didn't even ask?
Well, you know, I was thinking about different things at the time, you know.
Like what?
Like, you know, how
can I get this
guy's
phone number?
Huh?
How can I get this guy's phone number?
No, that wasn't what I was thinking. How damn long is this guy's finger? Jeez. Christ, he was up to my tonsils before I knew it.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not kidding, man.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I know. It's just a true story, though.
Jeez, did you see the glove?
Not afterwards.
Were you court low or what?
You know, I don't know, but I was pretty well cleaned out before I went in, so.
He pulls his finger out and he shows these red marks. This one says out of court.
Okay. You know, that's inappropriate.
I'm surprised you didn't squirt.
No, I was pretty much cleaned out by the time this.
Because, you know, you're a little bit prone.
No, I have irritated bowel syndrome, so I was pretty much cleaned out by the time.
Well, I think that would have irritated it even more.
Well, it didn't help, let me put it that way. It's like a turd going the wrong way. It's like, whoa!
That's disgusting, Miles.
I know.
I'm sure that Morris Higbee will really love his third grade class hearing about your prostate.
Hey, our kids need to know that, you know, what they're in store for when they get old like me.
It's not all sunshiny days on the playground.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even get a sucker or anything when I got done. I mean, it was
just, no, you didn't. You just got the bill.
Wham, bam, thank you, sir, you know. That was the end of it.